time, Bob.
I have been thinking about this new department you're going to set up for transportation.
Well, I hope I get it passed. I've got a good many hurdles yet to get over because the maritime people are fighting it very strong, and we don't know whether we didn't have the votes to get it in the House.
Yeah. Well,
so we
talked to you about that once before, and of course, if I can put an oar in, you can let me know.
Well, we need to awfully bad right now. The Republicans have joined up with the Communist Labor Union,
yeah,
100%, to oppose Eisenhower's recommendation.
Yeah.
And as you know, he was shocked, but the Senate didn't. Ford did, because anything he can beat us on, that's his theory. Now, I think it's very short-sighted, and I don't think it helps him, but he delivered a solid vote for Gus Hall.
That's
true. And what we've got 31 agencies that have no supervision. They go in all directions. No president can hold them together. We would like to have one agency and one man boss them. But they told us yesterday that they were going to kill it if they could. And they had the votes in the House the first time, so I'm fearful they might have a second time. We're going to work on it and try it. Well,
Eisenhower and I ought to join to go see our friend over in the House.
I think if he would write two sentences and you take it to him, if he just say, I originally recommended Transportation Department because I thought that we ought to have one cabinet officer looking after 31 separate agencies.
Yeah.
President Johnson picked up my recommendation, passed it, and I hope that the Republicans would give it a chance to operate, since both houses have already spoken. We passed both houses, but they say they're going to kill it now. All we know is that George Meany said yesterday that he could not handle Hall. We know that Hall did deliver all the Republicans after I talked to you here.
But how can they kill it in conference? Is that what you mean?
Oh, yeah. When it comes back, it goes to conference.
Yeah.
They come back, the vote will be up or down on the conference report. There are enough coast cities like New Orleans, where you have Democratic delegations, Maryland, where you have Democratic delegations, New York City, Seattle, wherever the rest of them are, Portland, wherever you have a water city, then these folks are the Harry Bridges and Hall Group run these few places. Now, they're not over 12, 15, but I can beat the Democrats. They usually represent those cities. But when you go to having a fellow from Nebraska and Iowa, downstate Illinois, vote with them, I can't beat the Carmats, who is head of it, and Javits. I can't beat them when they go to getting Howard Smith and all this group. So they get the Republicans, then they beat me, and that's what they did.
Well, the real secret is to get Ike to talk to Jerry Ford. Right?
That's right. Okay. But the secret first is to get him know enough about it, because if I'm a congressman and you call me and you know more about the money thing than I do and more about the Federal Reserve than I do, you've got a hell of a lot of weight with me.
Yeah.
But if you call me and you don't know what the hell you're talking about and you just say, Lyndon Johnson asked me to call you, then it just makes me mad.
Yeah, well, I'm...
I mean this. I'm just illustrating. I say, if Eisenhower picks up the phone and calls Jerry Ford and says, listen, some of my friends are interested in this, and the president's recommended this, Bob Anderson's interested, and he don't give a damn. But if he picks up the phone and says, you know, I felt very strongly about this transportation department because when I was president, there were 31 agencies and nobody ran them. So I said, put them under one cabinet officer and let's save some money and let's be economical and let's have a good administration. I recommend it. Johnson came along. I talked to him about it the first week he is president, and he's picked it up and recommended it. Now I understand that these maritime workers are trying to get the Republicans to kill it. I hope you'd give it a chance to try it for a year and see how it works.
I'll do it.
That'll do it.
Now let me tell you one thing that I just got to think about this. If it passes, if you do not already have somebody that you want to get to lunch, this might be a place where it would be worth your while to think of John Lowe.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. John is Jewish. He's not a Jewish cabinet member at the moment. Also, he is an investment banker. And in these times when monetary things are so much a part of this world, if you had some fellow down here who was, had spent all of his life in this banking community and who talked to them on their level and who supported the president's policy, and John does 100%, it might be worth a lot.
Well, we'll sure take a good look at it once we get close to it.
You take something, I thought, maybe sometime when you ever get a vacancy of trade or commerce somewhere in that place where John would be qualified. I think both the fact of having this guy in here and the fact that he's got the ear of this financial community might be an asset. It would be an asset particularly, with the hard-nosed banker crowd.
Yep.
So I didn't want to mention this.
We'll take a good look at it, and I'll talk to you before we do anything.
Now, let me tell you one other final thing. I have been working, trying to get them past this bill. I'll get them a hearing. I don't care if it ever passes or not, which would correct this airline situation, because Mimi has been up to talk to Stagger. Stagger just won't move. Won't even call a hearing, and all they want is a hearing. And they've got $300 million of foreign exchange involved in it. Got 162,000 jobs involved, and it passed the Senate unanimously, both in the committee. And
what bill is it?
Well, it's a bill which says that all of the airlines that got hurt when the Japs and the British pick up passengers on both sides, that they give them relief so that they can, these airlines can pick up passengers in the same way and then use American Airlines if the Japs or British. And it means $300 million to us. Now, Bob McNamara is going into it thoroughly. Joe Fowler, Joe Barr, and Joe, well, they're in your office. You've got them to McNamara. But I just think the Staggers has got to have somebody tell him, for Lord's sake, don't close the Senate.
Let me talk to Joe Califano, and I'll see it and have him get in touch with you.
Okay, my friend. Thank you.